heart, Lord, and making it, Lord, making our schedules so that we can come and to worship and to praise you. God, we pray that you bless those that are here, those that are still on the way, give traveling mercies to, and those that are unable to be with us tonight, look upon them as well. We give you all the glory, we give you all the praise, for you alone deserve it tonight. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. Give the Lord a hand of praise tonight. Hallelujah. I am thine, O Lord. I have heard thy voice, and it told thy love to me. But I long to rise in the arms of faith and be closer drawn to thee. Let's sing that second verse. Consecrate me now to thy service, Lord, by the power of grace divine. And let my soul look up with a steadfast love, and my will be lost in thine. Oh, draw me nearer, oh, nearer, blessed Lord, oh, to the cross where thou hast died. Oh, draw Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. The fourth verse. There are depths of love that I cannot know till I cross the narrow sea. And there are heights of joy that I may not reach till I rest in peace with thee. So draw me nearer, oh, nearer, blessed Lord, yes, to the cross where thou hast died. Please draw me near, nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. Come on one more time, draw me nearer, Lord, draw me near, nearer, oh, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. God, draw me near.
inside. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Blessed be his holy name. Amen. Amen. We all desire to draw closer to the Lord Jesus. Every day we want to draw closer to him.
Song here. The song says Jesus at the center of it all, and we'll get the words up there for you. This is a little song they were singing at work this week, and I was just, man, I just really like it. So we're gonna try just a little bit. It's just a little congregational song. Jesus at the center of it all. Jesus at the center of it all. From beginning to the end, it will always be and always been you, Jesus. Jesus. Jesus at the center of it all. Oh, Jesus at the center of it all. And from beginning to the end, it will always be and always been you, Jesus. Jesus, nothing else matters, and nothing in this world Hallelujah. Oh, 'cause Jesus, you're the center, and everything revolves around you, Jesus, you. Oh, Jesus, be the center of my life. Oh, Jesus, be the center of my life. From beginning to the end, from beginning to the end, it will always be and always been you, Jesus. Jesus, oh, nothing else matters, and nothing in this world will do. Oh, 'cause Jesus, you're the center, and everything revolves around you. Jesus, you. And from my heart to the heavens, Jesus be the center. It's all about you. Yes, it's all about you. I say from my heart to the heavens, Jesus be the center. It's all about you. Oh, yes, it's all about you. One more time. Oh,
from my heart to the heavens. Jesus be the center. It's all about you. Yes, it's all about you. Oh, Jesus be the center of your church. Oh, Jesus be the center of your church. And every knee will bow, and every tongue shall confess you, Jesus. Jesus, from my heart to the heaven, Jesus be the center. It's all about you. Oh yes, it's all about you. God, from my heart to the heavens, Jesus be the center. It's all about you. Oh yes, it's all about you. Oh, and from my heart to the heavens, oh Jesus be the center. It's all about you. Oh yes, it's all about you. And from my heart to the heavens, Jesus be the center. It's all about you. Yes, it's all about you. Jesus be the center of it all. Jesus be the center of it all. From beginning to the end, it will always be and always been you, Jesus. Jesus, one more time. Oh, Jesus be the center of it all. Yes, Jesus be the center of it all. From beginning to the end, it has always been and always been you, Jesus. Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's give him praise tonight. He's the center of it all tonight. He's the principal theme of it all. Hallelujah. We bring honor and glory to him because it's all about him tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Nothing else matters, and nothing in this world will do. Oh, 'cause Jesus, you're the center, and everything revolves around you. Jesus, you, I said nothing else matters, and nothing in this world will do. Oh, 'cause Jesus, you're the center. Around you, Jesus, you, Jesus at the center of it all. Oh, Jesus at the center of it all. From beginning to the end, it will always be and always been you, Jesus. Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Blessed be his holy name tonight. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. We want to just give a little time tonight for anyone that has a testimony they'd like to share. Amen. If you have something that the Lord has placed in your heart and just want to share it, we want to give you space to do that tonight. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right. Glory to God. Well, amen. God answered prayer. Thank the Lord for that. Thank God for providing for our precious sister. Amen. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Anybody else got anything they want to share tonight? All right. Okay. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank God for providing for our brother as well. Amen. It's good to have to be able to pick and choose from jobs because there's many out there that don't have a choice. So, amen, we thank God for that. Anybody else want to share, amen, anything the Lord has done for you? Praise the Lord. All right. Well, thank God, amen, for what we have heard here tonight. I want to just put in a prayer request. Brother Mike called me today and mentioned to me that he had to go to the hospital on, yesterday, and they let him out today, so he's home. But this time when he went to the hospital, it was because of usually some stomach pain that triggers something with his heart. But this time when he went to the hospital, his heart remained the same. He didn't have any problems with his heart, but the stomach, you know, trouble was just there. So, but we thank God for victory in that area, and just continue to pray and believe that God will give him complete and total victory in all areas of his body. So let's just remember him in prayer tonight. Don't forget on tomorrow, we got a few announcements there. Tomorrow, the homegoing service, Brother Dave's son there in Clewiston, we'll be going over tomorrow. I believe the service is at 11 on tomorrow, and the address is there, 370 Holiday Isles in Clewiston, Florida, 370 Holiday Isles. So if you desire to go, that's the address, and service will start at 11. Don't forget, on this coming week, we have Sisters Prayer on Tuesday night, 7:30, the Sisters Prayer meeting. And next weekend, Brother Brown's camp meeting, which we will try. I'm doing all I can to try to go up for a couple of the services on next weekend.
So we won't have service next Friday night, but certainly we'll have service on Sunday morning. And Brother Wesco's meetings will be coming soon, right after that. And we need to make sure everyone that's planning on going to the banquet, that $18 for the children, and that's 12 and under, and $35 for the adults. You can either choose chicken or fish for your entree that night. And we have to send one check from the church, so we want everyone to pay. And we got to do it like a week before June 26th. So that's the last weekend of this month. So we want to make sure that we get that in. Amen. So praise the Lord. That's all we need to announce. I'll tell you what we'll do. Let's prepare for tonight's tithes and offering. We'll give, and then I'll just kind of go into a little thought for tonight. You can come. Let's just pray. Amen. Father, we thank you for the opportunity that we have to give. We ask that you would use this for the furtherance of your kingdom here on earth. Thank you, God, for the opportunity. And thank you, Lord, for blessing us with jobs. Thank you for just making ways out of no way and opening doors that we can't see. We just appreciate you. And we ask, Lord Jesus, that you just continue to get glory out of all that we do. Thank you in advance for our new church and our new school. We just appreciate, Lord, you already opening up the doors and helping us, Lord, to just add to the testimony that you've already started here at Spirit and Truth Tabernacle. So we give you praise in advance for the great things that you will do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Brother Jerry. Always been you, Jesus. Jesus, nothing else matters, and nothing in this world will do. Jesus, you're the center, everything revolves around you. Jesus, Jesus, be the center of it all. Jesus at the center of it all. From beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always been you, Jesus. Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Stand with me tonight. We'll read a scripture out of 1 Samuel chapter 17. Wanted to just kind of go back some of the things I didn't get a chance to share on Sunday, and wanted to try to share that on tonight. I'm just going to read 1 Samuel 17, verse 34. Then I'm going to skip over to verse 49. Verse 34 says, and David said unto Saul, thy servant kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear and took a lamb out of the flock. And I went out after him and smote him and delivered it out of his mouth. When he arose against me, I caught him by his beard, smote him and slew him. Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he hath defied the armies of the living God. And also verse 49 says, and David put his hand in his bag and took thence a stone and sling it and smote the Philistine in his forehead, that the stone sunk into his forehead, and he fell upon his face to the earth. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone, and smote the Philistine and slew him, but there was no sword in the hand of David. Therefore David ran and stood upon the Philistine and took his sword and drew it out of the sheath thereof and slew him and cut off his head therewith. And when the Philistines saw their champion was dead, they fled. And the men of Israel and of Judah arose and shouted and pursued the Philistines until thou come to the valley and to the gates of Ekron. And the wounded of the Philistines fell down by the way of Shering, even unto Gath and unto Ekron. Amen. The Lord had a blessing to the reading of his word. We'll stop there. Let's just breathe a word of prayer. Amen. Over this tonight. Father, we are grateful for the privilege to read the word of God. Now, God, just take us a little further in what you would want us to know as we look at this through the lens of Christ and the life of David. So bless, Lord, our time here together tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you. You can be seated. Amen. So we've been looking, amen, at this Christ and the life of David. And ultimately, like I said, when we look at these Bible characters, we just want to see God moving in them. Ultimately, the objective is that we see Christ in us. And the same way that God manifests himself in these characters, he's also manifested himself in us today. You know, and just looking at the story of David, we are comparing, recognizing that at that time they didn't have the Holy Ghost, but yet what we're doing is we can still see Christ manifest in them. But yet what we want to do is try to compare various stages in David's life, various trials with, you know, the manifestation of the virtues. And, you know, so we were talking about the subject of faith, and I felt like this was a really, really good type, what David exemplified, faith and facing Goliath. He did not operate in fear. He operated in faith. He operated in that what God had already done, amen, in his life by slaying a lion and slaying a bear. His faith said that if God did it before, then God can do it again. This Goliath, this man is nothing more than just like that lion and bear. And if God gave me the power to overcome them, then I can overcome him. And he operated in such a faith, it certainly, you know, shook Saul, shook all the men around him. And said, if this young man can talk like that, then let him go out there to battle. And the end result was that faith carried him through to victory. And church, we have to have the same type of faith. We look back in our life, no matter what we're facing right now, if we can look back and see where God brought us through it once before, and not just if he brought us through it, if he brought somebody else through it, right? If we approach God with the same faith, then he's obligated to bring us through the same thing, right? So, you know, we can hold these things before the Lord, and we don't have to, you know, we don't have to go and ask, you know, not unsure or whatever, but we can go with faith and with confidence and boldness into the presence of the Lord, expecting him to do the same thing for us that he's done for others. There's a message here that Brother Branham preached on this great warrior, David. And I want to just kind of look at this. I made a comment in my prayers. We were closing on Sunday. When David was facing Goliath, recognized that, you know, it was absolutely impossible for him to die, right? It was impossible for David to die. If he would have died, God would have had to raise him up, right? Because David was already the pre-anointed king of Israel at this time, right? So if God said that he was going to be king, there was nothing that could stop him from becoming king. Amen, church. Goliath couldn't stop him. Goliath's brothers couldn't stop him. If the whole army of the Philistines came, surrounded David, they could not stop him from becoming king because God had predestinated David to be king, right? And if God has predestinated for you to have victory in some area of your life, there is nothing the devil can do that can stop you from having victory. So you might as well just embrace the trial and get ready to take the trial or the test and make it a testimony. Hallelujah. If God has given you your children, there is nothing that the devil can do that can stop that promise from coming to pass in your life. I don't care what they go through. I don't care how low in sin they go. There's a promise looming over them, and they got to come back. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord, church. Hallelujah. We got to know who we are in Christ. Amen. We got to know our position in Christ. God has predestinated, foreordained certain things to happen.
And there's nothing the devil can do that can stop that from happening in our life. Hallelujah. When we know who we are, amen, the devil is defeated then. Praise God. When we know who we are, the Goliath was good as defeated when David showed up. I don't care how many days he was out there boasting, but when David showed up, the battle was over. Amen. And when we show up, church, the battle's going to be over. Hallelujah. I pray that the revelation will strike our hearts. Amen. And we'll stop worrying about these things that we're going through and just get ready for, you know, the next giant. Because this giant is done. Amen. Hallelujah. I believe that with all my heart. But Brother Branham made a comment here in This Great Warrior David that I just wanted to read. Amen. Says, notice David was called by election. He says he was elected. I'm in paragraph E25. Says he was elected, called, anointed, and placed. See, elected by God, called from sheep herding to be the king, anointed, and positionally placed. Right? He was already positionally placed. Look, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, Abraham election, Isaac justification, and Jacob grace, and Joseph perfection. Nothing against Joseph, all right? There you are. Called. Are you a David? Called, elected first by God. How many Christians here, raise up your hand. Let's raise our hands tonight, like the prophet said. How many Christians, raise your hand. He said, now you're not a Christian by your desire. You're a Christian by God's desire. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. We weren't looking for God. He was looking for us. So he allowed various things that happened in our life to draw our attention towards him. It's the same thing that happened with Moses. Moses wasn't looking for God on the backside of the desert. But when God put, amen, a bush and set it on fire, that called the prophet's attention to him. God allowed certain things in your life to happen to call your attention towards him. Thank God for it. See, say, you're not a Christian by your desire. You're a Christian by God's desire. Amen. No man can come to me except my Father draws him first. You was elected by God before the foundation of the world to be a Christian. That scripture, Jesus said, no man can come except my Father calls him. First thing, you was elected. Called. Then when God elected you, then he called you and you heeded to his call. Then he poured the anointing oil on you, the Holy Ghost, when the cruiser oil, what does the oil represent in the Bible? Holy Spirit. When he poured the oil upon him, he baptized him with the Holy Spirit in a symbol form. Amen. I hope you get that. That just come fresh. See, so the prophet, you know, we know at that time, they did not have the Holy Ghost the way that we have it today. But when David was called and anointed to be king, when the prophet Samuel went down to his house and, you know, God told him, say, look, I've rejected Saul. I don't want him as my king anymore. And I got another king waiting to be anointed. You need to get down to Jesse's house. And when he got down there to Jesse's house and, you know, Jesse began to bring his boys there and he had told Jesse what he was there to do. And Jesse brought all his sons before him. And even the prophet Samuel got excited, like, this has got to be the next king. This has got to be him. And God said, no, that's not him. Well, another boy walk in. This has got to be him. That's not him. Another one. That's not him. And he finally told Samuel, say, don't look on the outward appearance. Right? And I want you to understand that, you know, maybe people might look at you and say, well, you can't do it. You know, you cannot be the person that God is calling for this or calling for that. Don't look on the outward appearance. God is looking at the heart. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't let anybody put you down about what you can't do for God. Right? Amen. God got great things in store. Maybe somebody say, well, you can't sing that part. You can't carry that. You can't do it. You can't teach. You can do whatever God anoints you to do. Amen. Hallelujah, church. Right? Don't let anybody take that from you. I mean, people been putting you down for a long time, but God trying to elevate you. You've been elected. You've been called. You've been chosen by God. And there's nothing the devil can do to stop you from getting to where God wants you to be. Oh, hallelujah. I thank God for this. So he said, now, when he got down there and he finally they said, well, you know, do you have any other sons? He said, well, yeah, I got one. He's just out watching the sheep. That was the Lord's job that that somebody could have in the house. But there, David out watching the sheep. And when he finally walked into the house, the Holy Spirit hit the prophet and said, now stand up because this is the one that I have called to be the king. And when he stood up, he took the oil and he poured it out on David.
And what Brother Branham said, now that was, he said that was a fresh revelation, say that when that oil was being poured out on David, amen, that was the Holy Spirit being poured out in him in symbol form. When he was anointed with that oil, that was the Holy Spirit being poured onto David in symbol form. Amen. Now let's go on. He said he poured the oil upon him, just went all over him, a whole horn full of it, amen, not sparingly. Oh my God. So that's the way God pours the Holy Ghost on a man, not sparingly, just baptizes him into it, anointing him with the Spirit. Notice he right then, when that anointing struck him, he was positionally placed as king. Amen. You are placed positionally in Christ Jesus as kings and priests. Is that right? The moment you receive the Holy Spirit, God places you in the kingdom and heir. What a beautiful picture. There you are. And church, I want to just kind of, you know, put this because we're under expectation. Just like David, if we are little Davids, right? And just like David was anointed by the Holy Ghost, my expectation is that the Holy Spirit will be poured out in this place, anointing his people for their service. Amen. I'm believing God for a mighty outpouring of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, church. A mighty baptism of the Holy Ghost. Let that be in this church. I don't want to just come just to go through the motion, but I want to see God not just last year, amen, and not just the year before. I want to see God every time we come together do something special for his people. I look for refilling after refilling. Let God continue to do something special for his people. I myself, amen, I need a refilling from God. Amen. I constantly need a refilling from God. Amen. Every time I leave, the devil just pull everything out, but I want God to put more back in. He's an inexhaustible fountain, church. Hallelujah. Listen, if David can receive it, then we can receive it too. He goes on to say this. Abraham, election. Isaac, justification. He that's come will be justified by faith. Jacob, grace. Nothing you have done, but by God's mercy. And Joseph, perfection. Placed, amen. David, elected, called, anointed, and placed. You, called, elected, called, anointed, and placed in the body of Jesus Christ. For by one Spirit we're all placed into the body of Christ. Positionally, have you ever tried it out yet? Every man and woman in here that's a Christian knows that something's been on you all your life. When you was a child, you longed to serve God. Something beat at your heart. It was God's election. And, you know, there's many of us can identify with that statement from the prophet. You know, we were not like everybody else. We were a little different. Like I told you on Sunday, David talked different than everybody else. When, you know, here they see Goliath, they take off running. He's asking questions. Who is this guy? And why is he defying the armies of the living God? You know, anybody going to stand up to him and fight him? David talked different. David acted different. David lived different. And that's the way we should be as Christians. We act different. We talk different. We live different. We've always been that way. That shows that the election of God was on us way back then. When we were born, we had an election on us. We didn't understand it. We didn't know why we was different from everybody else. How come everybody else can just agree with that, but I can't agree with it? How come everybody else have no problem living that way, but I do have a problem living that way? Right? It's because of election, church. Hallelujah. Thank God for that election. Brother Branham, you know, as he was saying there about David being anointed with oil and that representing the Holy Spirit, I wanted to go back and just quickly review that, you know, David was anointed three times. Samuel anointed David before he became king, which was a type of the Holy Ghost, in 1 Samuel 16. David received a second anointing in Hebron amongst the men of Judah, and that's found in 2 Samuel 2, verse 4. The third time, David received a third anointing also in Hebron amongst all Israel, and that was found in 2 Samuel chapter 5, verse 4. That was David's third anointing. And when I looked at his first anointing being, amen, a representation or a type of being filled with the Holy Ghost, then I looked at his second anointing as a refilling. Amen. I looked at his third anointing as a refilling. So what I'm saying is that even after God come and baptize us with the Spirit of God, we're under expectation that he's going to come again and bring another refilling. Amen. Amen. And when we need another one, God will bring another one. Every time we need something from God, he'll be right here to bless us with it, church. We might as well get under expectation for it. Amen. Baptism after baptism, refilling after refilling, we're looking for that here in Spirit and Truth Tabernacle. Brother Branham says this, and what shall I do with Jesus called Christ? Says, the dynamics of this church, I love this, the dynamics of this church will be a refilling of the Holy Spirit that we have worked in a small measure while the headstone is coming down to unite with the body. But when that head and body unites together, the full power of the Holy Ghost will raise her up just exactly like that. Even the dead that's dead in Christ for hundreds of years ago will rise in the beauty of his holiness and take a flight to the skies. The dynamics is the Holy Spirit. And what he was, you know, before he made that comment about the dynamics of the church would be a refilling of the Holy Ghost, he was saying how, you know, we have a lot of mechanics, you know, in the church. And he said, you know, the mechanics is, you know, we got the scripture, we got the quotes, we got all of that. You know, we lined up with that. But, you know, say, but a car can't run off just mechanics, just because it got bolts and got seats and it got, you know, a nice engine and all that. It's no good of the car just sitting there looking nice. But say the dynamics is when the fire sparks it and then you crank it and it starts to move down the street. Say now you got something. And see, it's going to take the Holy Spirit to put, amen, what we have in letter form. It's going to take the Holy Spirit to put that in action, right? So, you know, and the Holy Spirit is coming as dynamic power to the church to put us in action. Hallelujah. I'm under expectation for it. Amen. You talk about the sick can't stay sick. Yeah, the dynamic power in the church won't allow the sick to stay sick. Right? The dynamic power in the church is going to, it will continue to do great things in our midst. So, church, I'm under expectation for the dynamics to come together with the mechanics that we have already laid out in the church. Hallelujah. Amen. The dynamics of this church will be a refilling of the Holy Ghost. So, I tell you what, like I said on Sunday, I don't know if it's this Sunday or the Sunday before, you ain't seen shouting yet. You ain't seen praising yet. But you let the dynamics strike these mechanics. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And if it's done it before, it's going to do it again. If we got the foundation laid just right, then we know what to expect. I'm expecting our loved ones to walk through that door at any time. But when they come, I want people to come and not be able to leave out of here the same way they came. Right, I'm not talking about an atmosphere that's just kind of, you know, manufactured, right? Not some I'm talking about something real, right? That get a hold of everybody in here. You know, when 120 went into the upper room, everybody left changed, right? Everybody left changed. They was all in one mind and one accord, and God did something special for each and every one. And why can't we have the same thing here? Amen. Amen. I'm looking for it, church. I'm looking for the dynamics to this church will be a refilling of the Holy Ghost. Let me share something else with you out of questions and answers. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. The prophet says this now, but now let me just not get away from that now, because I don't want to dishonor a great gift that God has given. See, and I believe that a spirit-filled man or woman, or a child. See, so the Holy Spirit is for everybody, right? A spirit-filled man, or woman, or child that lives under the altar of God won't live there long until they'll be speaking with tongues. Oh, glory. He say, if we're living under the altar of God, we won't live there long until they'll be speaking with tongues. See, I believe that he will do it, or she says, now you can receive the Holy Ghost and maybe you didn't speak with tongues when you get it. See, but if you constantly lay there before God all the time with baptism after baptism striking you, something's going to take place. Hallelujah, hallelujah, church. And I'm under expectation for baptism after baptism to strike each and every person in here. Something is going to take place. We can have another book of Acts happening right here in the Spirit and Truth Tabernacle. Something has got to take place, church.
I'm not afraid of this. I'm looking forward to this. Every gift that God got in the Bible should be released in his body. Right? We have preached the gifts out of the church, but I want to preach them right back into the church. Hallelujah. Just stay under the altar of God. And as we stay, this is what we ought to be praying for. God, let your gifts be released. Right? When we come here on Sunday morning prayer, and that's my prayer. Lord, let your gifts be released in this place. If somebody's anointed with the gift of tongues, God, let that be released. If somebody's anointed with the interpretation, let that be released in this place. Let wisdom and knowledge and, you know, all this, let it be released in this place. Right? We want to see God move. If the early church had that, if the Alpha church had that, why can't the Omega church have it? See, it's not just mechanics anymore, church. We've had mechanics for a long time. We can explain a lot about the prophet said this, the prophet said, but we want to experience what that prophet experienced. You know, sometimes you go and you listen to the tapes. Man, it seemed like no matter where Brother Branham went, no matter what city he was in, the angel was right there manifesting himself in that city, right? Every time they walked into the service, you can just feel the anointing no matter where he was. Why can't it be that way with us? Anywhere we go, anywhere we gather, the same anointing is there in the midst of the people. Church, we got to be under expectation for baptism after baptism striking the church. Hallelujah. And if we go through a season like that, the tongues will be released. Amen. Not just the tongues, but every gift that 1 Corinthians promised will be released in this church. I'm under expectation for it. I'm not running from it. I'm running to it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. With baptism after baptism striking you, something going to take place. So you get so full someday till you can't talk nothing else. You try to say something, you just can't say it no more. And just can't say it. You remember Brother Wesco was talking about how he was, when God first filled him with the Holy Spirit. And he would, you know, people start talking to him, he just start taking off in tongues. They're like, what's the matter with this boy? And somebody else come say something to him, he just start taking off in tongues. I mean, I love to see that happen. I love to see people so drunk in the spirit, right, that the police pull you over. Glory to God. They, you under the influence. Yes, I'm under the influence of the Holy Ghost. Oh, my God, my God, my God. I mean, why not leave the church staggering like drunk men and drunk women, you know, just really having a genuine experience with God. I've seen it before. I know God can do it again. I know God can do it again. Baptism after baptism striking you, right? When that happens, you get so filled up, you just got to release it. Oh, glory to God, glory to God. Just can't say it no more, and you just can't say it. And many times if people realize that was the Holy Spirit, they go ahead and just open their heart up and let God speak to them. So we got to bring ourselves to a place of surrender, a place of just yielding to the Spirit of God. And again, you know, we're not looking for fanaticism. That's not what we're looking for, because I believe the Pentecostal church went off into fanaticism with a lot of this. And they even tried to establish a doctrine that, you know, unless you spoke in tongues, you didn't have the Holy Ghost. That's not what we're talking about. But what we are saying is that if it was in the Bible, then we ought to see it here in the church. Amen. If God promised it, then we want everything that God promised. We don't want the devil to shortchange us of nothing. Amen. Everything God promised, every gift that he promised, we want to see that manifested right here. And not just in one or two people. Let it be something that spread through the whole church. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Baptism after baptism. Amen. The dynamics of this church will be a refilling of the Holy Ghost. Glory, 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 glory. Let's go on and read. I'm going back to Great Warrior David. I'm at paragraph E28. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And I read this for you on Sunday, but I feel it needs reading again. It says, let me drop this on this side. Don't think I'm excited. I'm not. Look, let me drop this on this side. How many here is justified by faith, believing on the Lord Jesus Christ? Every one of you, put your hands up, is justified by faith. Is that right? The scripture said, those who is called, he is justified. And those who is justified, he hath glorified. Amen. In the presence of Almighty God, your names indelibly wrote
with the blood of Jesus Christ, glorified in his presence, positionally placed here on earth for a purpose to do the will of God. You see your position, Christian. And that indelibly means that it's written, or it means making marks that cannot be removed or forgotten, right? So when our name has been written in that Lamb's Book of Life, it cannot be removed and cannot be forgotten. No matter what we've done, it cannot be removed and it cannot be forgotten. And sometimes it's good to just kind of let even backsliders know. Do you know your name is indelibly written? Right? And are you trying to get as far away from God as you possibly can? But if your name has been indelibly written by the blood of Jesus, you can't get away. At some point in time, you got to come back to this. Amen. Hallelujah. Under expectation for it, church. He goes on in paragraph E32. I'm skipping down. Says, hallelujah, there you are. He knew where he was standing. He was a man of faith. He believed in God. God was in him. He knew he was anointed. And you know the same thing. You're Christians. If God hadn't elected you to be a Christian, you would not be a Christian. It's God's choice, not yours. No man seeks God. No man seeks God at any time. You haven't sought God, but God has sought you. It wasn't you calling for God. It was God calling for you. And then when God called you, it showed he elected you. You accepted the call. It was justification. Then you gave your heart to Christ and was filled with the Holy Spirit. And now you're positionally placed in the body of Christ. Now, if it made you quit your old mean habits and act like a Christian ought to, if it'll do that for you, it'll heal your body, because it's a promise. Amen. There you are. The same Holy Ghost that made you quit all your old bad habits is the same Holy Ghost that'll bring healing to your body. Amen. Oh, hallelujah, church. Amen. I believe that. I'm going on down here to just a little bit more. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. The prophet says this also. Oh, glory to God. Let's go down to paragraph E39. David was called, David elected, David anointed, David placed as king. He had to go through some tremendous trials before he got there, but even in the midst of those trials, he knew that there was anointing already on him and a promise that was also on him, where nothing could happen until God's promise was fulfilled. Church, we have to know the same thing about us. There's an anointing and a promise, and there's nothing that can happen until God's promise is fulfilled. If you have not received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you ought to hold that before God. God, you told me, and especially if you've been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, God promised through his prophet. He said God was obligated to fill us, right? And if we know we haven't received that, then and I've been baptized according to your word, then God, I'm expecting the remainder of that promise to be fulfilled in my life. You said that you would give me the Holy Ghost, and I'm holding this promise before you. I'm going to remind you of what you said, and I'm under expectation for you to do a mighty thing in my heart and in my life. I need the Holy Ghost. Amen. Look at this. This great warrior David, he says, took five rocks. What does five represent? Five stones. One of them was a J. The other one was an E and an S, U-S. Jesus, five stones. And you are stones in this stone, Christ Jesus. And he put them down in this little script bag so they get covered all over with honey. And not only that, but that they be endued with power from on high. When God can ever get the church together again in one accord, so he can endue it with power from on high. Power what? To believe his word, to make it come to pass. And here he was with all the little honey balls wrapped up now in the script bag. And here all this honey had been in there, and all this script had been in there. David laid the rocks in there. He looked over to see where Goliath was standing. Each one of you tonight are a David. You say, Brother Branham, I wasn't called to be a preacher. You might be called to be a housewife, but you got your position in Christ Jesus by the Holy Ghost. Amen. You're just as much a David as the rest of them was. I like that. I was, reminded today of a testimony. You know, my precious aunt, as she was, the Lord called her home, but You know, she, I remember her being in the hospital with a sister, and the sister was getting ready to have a baby, and, you know, and at the, you know, at the lady was, I believe there were some complications there, but as my my aunt was there in the room with her, just sitting with her, and as the baby was coming, somehow I think the umbilical cord got wrapped around the baby's neck, and they thought that, you know, they were going to lose the baby. Here the mother uncared this baby full term right at the time of the birth. The devil want to do something like that. Well, you know, when that happened, my aunt just began to pray. You know, she began to lay hands and just pray. And right there at that moment, God did something supernatural, and the baby was spared, you know. But they didn't have time to call for a minister, right? They didn't have time to call for somebody else. They had to take matters in their own hands. And as believers, we have to realize that we have the authority given to us by God to take the matters into our own hands. As sons and daughters of God, we can take the matter into our own hands. We don't have to wait for nobody else, right? We don't have to call anybody else, but take the matter into your own hands, because you've been elected, because you've been called, you've been anointed, and you've been placed by Almighty God. Placed as a son of God, placed as a daughter of God. Amen. Let's finish this up here. It goes on in paragraph E44. It says this: he knew where he was at. Hallelujah. Every David sitting here tonight, you're positionally in Christ. God has confirmed it. Election, calling, anointing, placing. He elected you and called you. He elected you and called you. Then he anointed you with the Holy Spirit. And now he's placed you in the body of Christ. Each one of these Davids. Where's the Goliath? Who's the Goliath, Brother Branham? That cancer that's eating you up. That's right. That tumor that's hanging on you, them cataracts on your eyes, that crippled arm, everything looks at it and says it can't be done. The devil says you might as well quit believing. You might as well settle down, because you can't never no more get well. Your doctor said so. All of the rest of them said so. You can't get well. But the Christ that made you stop your drinking, the Christ that made you stop your smoking, your lying, stealing, that saved you from a life of drunkenness, from rowling, from sin and a devil's grave, if God can do that for you, he can save you from your TB and from your cancer. He's a Goliath. Don't take his boast. Stand in the name of the Lord Jesus and challenge him to a showdown. Amen. Hallelujah. I feel religious. Time for us to challenge the devil to a showdown. Amen. If God is God, amen, let him prove himself to be God. If he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, let him prove that in our situations. Amen. Challenge him to a showdown, church. Say, positionally in Christ, if the believer know his position, he'd have it. See that? If we knew our position, then we would have it. Whatever it is that Satan is holding from you, you can take it if you know your position. God's great spirit is here, and his Holy Ghost is ready to fall on anybody that will believe it. Do you believe it? Amen. God has promised it. God will do it. You're in Christ. Goliath's bragging. Goliath says, you see, you was here last night and didn't get healed. You was at the other meetings and didn't get healed. If I could just add, you know, you was in one service and didn't get a touch of the Holy Ghost, and you was in another service, you didn't get a touch. That's just Goliath bragging. Amen. But who is that uncircumcised devil? Who is that devil that has no relationship with God at all? Who is that devil that stands with nothing but a defeated thing behind him? His master was defeated at Calvary by our Lord and our conqueror. Hallelujah. He's a bluff. That's all. We won't believe him anymore. Down with him. Jesus Christ robbed Satan of everything he had. He spoiled principalities and powers and dominions. His domain reigns over the heavens and earth, and we're the subject of his domain. Hallelujah. My, that puts him where he belongs. The devil down there and Christ the victor. You're David's. You're called, elected, anointed, positionally put in the body of Jesus Christ by the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Goliath, you're defeated. Amen. He's defeated tonight. Hallelujah. Shall we pray? Church, I am under, amen, expectation to see every Goliath come down. Amen. Every Goliath that all God's people are facing, I'm looking for him to come down.
If it's a financial Goliath, he's coming down. If it's a physical Goliath, he's coming down. If it's a Goliath in relationships, he's coming down. I don't care where Goliath, amen, stands tonight, but he is coming down. Amen. By faith, we speak it that Goliath is coming down. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Not just Christ in the life of David, but Christ in the life of his people. Amen. Let's look forward to seeing Goliath come down. Amen. David faced a giant in his day, and we're facing some giants in our day. But the same God that gave David victory over his Goliath is the same God that's going to give us victory over our Goliath. Amen. Be under expectation, church. Amen. Be looking for it. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Amen. Let's pray tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, 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 glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we are believing, Lord, for, amen, a mighty move of the Spirit of God. God, the anointing oil that was poured out all over David. Your prophet said, Lord, just a horn full of oil that came, amen, over that young man. And Father, there was other times in his life there when the children of Judah accepted him as king, and he was, Lord, he received another anointing. And then also when the children of Israel accepted him as king, he received a third anointing, just representing a refilling of the Holy Spirit, God. And God, we thank you that many of us have received the Holy Ghost, but God, we acknowledge that we need a refilling of the Spirit. Some in this church have not received the Holy Ghost, and God, they need a filling of the Spirit. Lord, we believe the dynamics to the church will be a refilling of the Holy Ghost. So God, we just invite you to come and have your way, God, in our services. And as we, Lord, are filled with the Spirit, we pray that we would yield, amen, to the presence of God, and may baptism after baptism strike us over and over till we get so full that, God, we can't do nothing, amen, but release the tongues. Amen. Lord, that every gift that you wrote about, God, in 1 Corinthians there, that every gift would be released in your body. God, that's our prayer. That's our desire. Not just one or two people, but Lord, everybody experiencing God. Father, that's what we want to see. And we just believe, Lord, that will take place right here in our midst. Lord, we've had the mechanics and we believe it. But God, may the dynamics now strike the mechanics, Lord. As you've promised, Lord, according to your word. Oh, we receive it now with thanksgiving, Lord Jesus. We receive it now with thanksgiving, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Let's give him a hand of praise. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. I believe. Come on, church. Let's sing that tonight with all of our heart. God, I believe.
I believe. Yes, I believe the word of God. I believe. Oh, I believe the word of God. I believe.
Come on, I receive.
Oh, I receive.
Yes, I do, Jesus.
I receive. Oh, I receive the word of God. I receive. Yeah, it's a gift from God to you. Nothing else can compare to. It's a blessing with your name on it. It's gift from God. It's a gift from God to you. Nothing else can compare to. It's a blessing with your name on it. Oh, I believe. Oh, I believe the word of God. I believe. I receive tonight. Oh, I receive. Oh, I receive the word of God. I receive. Oh, I believe the word of God. Say, I believe the word of God. I believe. I receive the word of God. Say, I receive the word of God. I receive.
Amen. Let me just read 1 Corinthians 12. Just a portion of this tonight. Paul said it. He says, now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. You know that ye were Gentiles carried away into these dumb idols, even as ye were led. Wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed. That no man can say that Jesus is the Lord but by the Holy Ghost. Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. We're not just looking for this just to be on one or two people, but to every man, amen, to profit withal. But to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom. To another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. To another faith by the same Spirit. To another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit. To another the working of miracles. To another prophecy. To another discerning of spirits. To another diverse kinds of tongues. To another the interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh that one and the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. For as the body is one and hath many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, having all been made to drink in one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many. Church, I'm under expectation for God to do some mighty things in our midst. And I just, we want to, amen, we want to see the dynamics strike our mechanics. And not just one time, not just one service. This should be a common thing that happens here, amen, in our midst. It should be a common thing because this is what they had in the New Testament church. And church, let's stand the expectation for it. I want to encourage you, just yield yourself to the Spirit of the Lord and just allow Him to manifest Himself in His people. Amen. Let's keep singing just a little bit more of this song tonight. Lord, I believe.
I believe the word of God. I believe it's a gift from God to you. Nothing else can compare to. It's a blessing with your name on it. Oh, yeah. Yes, it is. It's a gift from God to you. Nothing else can compare to. Oh, it's a blessing with your name on me. It's a blessing, yes. It's a blessing with your name on me. Yes, it is. It's a blessing. Oh, it's a blessing with your name on me. So I receive, say I receive. Yes, I receive. Oh God, yes, I receive the word. I receive the word of God. 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 I receive. I believe the word of God. Yes, I believe the word of God. I believe.
Lord, we believe it tonight. We receive it tonight, Jesus. Your promises are yea and amen. And not one promise can fall to the ground and return void. God, we ask that you would put us under a spirit of expectation. Lord, bring every heart and every mind into one accord as we come into the house of the Lord. Every time, may we look for you to move by your spirit. God, we want to lay in your presence. That baptism after baptism would go to striking us, God. Lord, and through that, we just can't take, amen, but so much, God, it just causes, amen, us to have to praise you in another language. Oh, God. Father, we're under expectation, Jesus. We're under expectation, Jesus. God, these quotes are not just words, but they have to be manifested in somebody. Lord, they have to be manifested somewhere. So let it be manifested right here, God. Let it be manifested, Jesus. God, we welcome you in this place. We ask that you would have your way in the midst of your people, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let it be done, Father, as you have written it. As you have spoken it, God, let it be done in this place. Oh God, we long for more of you, Jesus. We long for more of you, Jesus. Father, as we would, Lord, just prepare to leave this place tonight, we ask that you would go with us, and Lord, that you would just keep our minds stayed on these things that we've heard. God, I believe you got something special in store for this church. I believe that, God, something special is in store for us, God. God, don't let us miss it. Don't let us miss it, Father. Let us catch everything that you have, Jesus, for us. God, we receive it with thanksgiving. We believe it, and we receive it, Father. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 Jesus. Blessed be your holy name, God. Blessed be your holy name, Jesus. Oh, God, we worship you tonight, Father. We bless your name, Jesus. Oh, yes, God. Yes, God, yes, God, yes, God, yes, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, God. Glory to your name. Blessed be your holy name, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, God, we love you, Jesus. Oh, we praise you, Jesus. Yes, oh, God. Thank you, Jesus. Fill our cups, Lord. We lift them up to you tonight, God. Fill our cups, Lord Jesus. We lift them up to you, Jesus. We lift them up to you, oh, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You're worthy of the praise, God. You're worthy of glory and honor, might and power. It belongs to you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, we worship you tonight, Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, we worship you, Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Fill our cups, Lord. We lift them up, Jesus. Oh, it's a gift of God from you, Lord. A blessing with our names on it, Father. We receive it tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless your name, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, God, we yield to your spirit, Lord Jesus. We yield to your spirit, Jesus. Oh, God, we yield to your spirit, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We yield to your spirit, God. Have your way in this place, God. Have your way, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, God. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to your name, Jesus. Glory to your name, God. 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 Fill our cups, Lord. Fill our cups, Lord Jesus. Fill our cups, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yes, God, yes, God, yes, God. Yes, God, yes, God, yes, God, yes, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. You're worthy to be praised. You're worthy to be praised, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We release your anointing in this place, God. We release your anointing in this place, Lord, from the front all the way to the back, Lord. From the youngest to the oldest, God, may your anointing be released in this place, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on us, God. Let the anointing fall on us, Jesus. Oh, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Your prophet said it, Lord. The dynamics to this church will be a refilling of the Holy Ghost. It will be a refilling of the Holy Ghost, God. Let the dynamics come and strike the mechanics. In the name of Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to your name, God. 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 Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, O God. Praise you, O God. Praise you, O God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Blessed be your holy name, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. Thank you for your sweet spirit, Lord, that moves in this place, God. Thank you for your sweet spirit, Jesus. Oh, God, every time we come together, Lord, we look for your sweet spirit, Lord. Oh, God. Oh, God, we look for your sweet spirit, Jesus. Lord, your word goes forth. Amen. The mechanics goes forth, Lord, but the dynamics has to come, Lord, to those mechanics. God, let it be, Father. Let it be, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. We want you to have your way, God, in this place. Have the preeminence, Lord, amongst your people. Have the preeminence, God, in the midst of your people, Jesus. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Anointing. Follow me. Oh, anointing.
Oh God, let it fall on me. Anointing, please fall on me. And let the power of the Holy Ghost, let it fall on me. Oh, anointing, fall on me.
Come on, let's sing it again.
Oh, anointing, please fall on me. Oh, anointing, oh God, let it fall on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me, oh, anointing, fall on me.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Church, I want to challenge just the ones that are here tonight. When we come for prayer on Sunday morning, those that will be here, let's all direct our prayers towards, amen, the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Whether it's a refilling, whether it's a filling, just the Spirit of God, we just want it so real here. And just pray that God's gifts would be released in His body. And the reason I want to bring everybody into the same prayer, so the Bible says that they were all in one mind and one accord. Then the Holy Spirit came upon them. So let's just forget about our bills and forget about, you know, just the what our bodies are going through. But let's all pray that the Spirit of God would have the preeminence in this place. When you come Sunday morning for prayer, if you don't make it to Sunday morning prayer, when you come just before the service on Sunday, just everybody just kind of gearing their prayers towards the same direction. I believe God's going to meet us. Those that might be singing specials, let the Lord really speak to your heart about what song to sing. And let's try to bring everybody into one mind and one accord. Get the church moving in the same direction. I believe God wants to do something mighty for us. I believe He wants to do something great. And the greatest thing that God could ever do is to fill us with His Spirit. So church, I just want to invite us. Let's all just come in one mind and one accord. And let's come under expectation. Let's read over Acts 2 and man, just even through the book of Acts, just read that and just allow God just to speak to your heart. But we want to see God. We just want to see God. I believe He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. I believe it. The anointing that's in this church can go home with us. Not only will it make a difference in this sanctuary, but it'll make a difference in our homes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let your anointing, God, come upon us. Let your anointing, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And church, I just, amen, anytime, I believe that this is just in perfect order. That the word of God goes forth, and amen, and after it's been spoken, and amen. We don't want to limit God. Whatever He wants to do in our midst, we want to welcome Him. Hallelujah. When we have our 7 o'clock prayers, it's whatever God want to do, we welcome Him. It's a perfect time for the gifts to go forth, is in that 7 o'clock prayer meeting. Hallelujah. Let's welcome the Lord Jesus. Let's yield ourselves to His Spirit. God, we yield to you, Jesus. We yield to you, God. Jesus. The prophet said, as we would lay ourselves on the altar, he said, baptism after baptism,
would strike us till we be so full, God, that we can't help but release what is on the inside of us. If your prophet said it's going to happen, then I believe it's going to happen. God, these are the seeds that we sow in this congregation, looking for the Holy Spirit to bring water on what has been sown, that it might be manifested in the midst of your people. You want to have the preeminence in your people, Jesus. So we give you that. Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, God. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. We'll let you be seated. Those who are standing, and amen. Anybody needs to leave, feel free to do so. Those that might want to just stay a little longer and just worship and pray or whatever, feel free to do that as well. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The Holy Ghost.